As I say, we'll go to Steno and come back from there and do the SCP. Over. Any questions about that? We'd also like to know if you have the Nomon back at the rover.
No, we're just... Yes, we do. Okay, Lake Oregon, okay. Can you put that in that Samper tool bagger?
Yes, sir.
We're configuring for geology now, Bob.
Okay, copy that.
Bob, right now, 10 Echo is in my suit pocket, I hope.
Okay.
Okay, Mount 20 bag dispensers, SCB-1. Let me get at him. I've got mine on. Okay. This probably goes under the seat, doesn't it? Camera. They don't mind it. Where the devil might is. Excuse me. Oh, I see the Nomon. I put it there so I wouldn't forget it. Okay. I tell you,
yeah.
Sincerity is the key. Look at those cover gloves. I guess we can take those off. I don't know whether we ought to or not. I'm going to leave mine for a while. I changed my mind. I want to look at my gloves before I take them off. Okay, where are we? You got your camera, obviously. This is my camera. I got the back dispenser on it. Not a bad day start. Bob, is the Alstep working good?
The last we heard was working great, guys. We'll check again, though.
Okay. You got your camera, my camera, the floor pan, Captain Spencer, SCB, the Cake One. Let me get that. Jack?
Yeah.
You haven't been on a rover yet. It's real easy, but it's also very, very easy to kick dust all over those battery covers. So don't even get on it until I put those covers down.
Yeah. Hey, I guess I should, we ought to press on as if we're going to Station One.
You gotta walk back to the limb anyway.
Roger. Okay. Guys, we're gonna play it as per the checklist. Jack will carry the things back. Dean will get the thing aligned. We'll go out to the set site, and then we'll press on from there down to Steno. Over.
Okay, very good.
And right
okay.
now...
So, you want to come over here? I'll store your place.
Go ahead. Never mind.
Yeah. My camera's under my seat. Okay, you can turn around. Oh, man. What have you been in? Hallelujah. I'll keep the hammer, I'll give you this. Can you reach the rammer? It's right in front of you. On the... Oh, yeah. I haven't got the cap in yet. There it is. Okay, the cap's in.
And
okay, Bob.
And we're going to hand over Stacy. You might get a drop off over
right
here.
Now. Okay, Rammer, I got the hammer. Turn around, I'll give you SCB-2. Now, guess who's watching to see how these hooks are going to work. Oh, man, like a charm so far. Oh, except your doggone harness is off too, Jack.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Undo the strap.
Let me get at it.
You've got to loosen that strap and just put her underneath and then tighten it up again.
This one here?
The one on my right, yeah.
Let me turn around then. I gotta get on your right, right?
I think it is, yeah. That's where it is on yours.
Yeah, I'd like to make sure that the other side's all right, though.
Oh, okay.
Let me... I got so tight now, the rope... Okay, right now. I got it on.
Okay, now I'll get this hook. That hook's going to be a piece of cake, Jack. Keep it, and it's all on and locked. Okay, you got SCB-2? You got the rammer, you got a cap dispenser. Okay, you can secure SCB-1. Doesn't this go into your...
Not yet, I don't think. I think it stays there.
This does.
Now it does, yeah. That goes under the seat.
And this goes here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob, the long can's going under my seat.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
They got a handover, I think.
Handover is complete, guys.
Okay.
Four hours, 30 minutes into the EVA.
Okay, you can pull it off.
It's unlocked. It's unlocked.
There it is.
Usually stiff. Okay. For once, I have my camera off.
Did you get the heat flow pictures, by the way?
I got most of them. Not all of them. They revised the whole camera.
Hey, Bob, is it going to hurt to leave the UHT in the heat flow electronics?
Stand
by.
I ought to get that, I guess. One. Tall.
Yeah, let me lean down.
Two. And the hook's still hooked. Check for sure here. Those hooks weren't designed for new bag.
Okay, Jack, they don't want it there.
Right, all right.
You
okay.
Guys can get to it, pull it out.
I'll get it right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Watch your alignment, as you said.
Yeah. I sort of thought you might like it out of there. Let's stay away so I don't get a cable and I don't get dust in the mirror. The alignment is still good.
Okay.
Now, if I can get it out.
Okay, I'm going back to the RAM.
Okay, Bob, the alignment's good on the heat flow and I've got the UHT out. Jack, you need this?
You better leave. Save it.
I'm going to leave it right here by the outset.
Save it. Careful.
Gee, man, I just threw it right here in this little ditch.
Yeah, right.
Okay, the other UHD is by the outset. We probably ought to have it with us, Gino.
For the sampler.
So you got one UHD?
Oh, you got one.
Yeah, that's all right.
Get it on.
Okay, we gather you're on the way back to the LEM with the core sensor, Jack.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to take the TV away from you and you get these battery covers squared away before I put the torch and the camera on.
Okay, Gino, and you guys have the Gnomon in the little quiver, right?
Yes, sir. The temperature on the batteries are 96 and 110.
Okay, thank you.
Can I close the covers?
Roger.
Can I close the covers?
Roger.
Hey, you're turning our voice around, Bob.
No, I said...
We're getting a repeat.
I said close the covers, please.
That's right. I heard what you said, but you're turning our voice around.
Jack Schmidt on his way back to the lunar module.
I was strolling on the moon one day in a merry month of December.
Now, May. May is the month.
May, that's right.
May is the year of the month.
When, much to my surprise, a pair of bloody eyes.
Sorry about that, guys, but today may be
okay,
December.
Okay, the battery covers.
Da 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 da
Okay, Bob. The battery covers are closed. I'm going to go mode switch one. I guess I'll just wave goodbye. You look pretty clean, so I won't touch you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, man, it's even hard to move you counterclockwise. Here we go. Counterclockwise, facing aft. Okay, I'm going to go mode switch number one.
Roger,
can you
confirm that?
Yeah, the room light is open 100%, right?
Roger. That's
confirmed. Okay, now I got to mount my camera, tether my tongs.
We'll lose TV while Gene Cernan drives the rover to the surface electrical property site about 100 meters east of the lunar module.
Okay, mount camera, tether tongs. See if my camera's going to work. Bob, I'm on Bravo, back Bravo, and frame count 19.
Okay, copy that, Gene.
Jack Schmidt has carried the core stems back to the lunar module where he will pick up the transmitter for the surface electrical properties experiment and carry it out to the site where it will be deployed.
0.85. And I'm on, I'm still intermediate cooling.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, inventory, camera.
Okay, copy that.
Tongue, Noman. Okay, I'm ready to get on. Ready to get on. Okay, you want us to, take the... Oh. That rock by your front porch is really a major nuisance. So, don't burn it. What's the problem? Oh, every time I get on, I get dust around. I haven't learned how to get on yet. I think after three times, I know better. I know better, but it's... Okay, I've got the transmitter. I'm heading west. Are you? Heading east. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm primary. Okay, you want an nav initialized here, huh, Houston?
That's affirmative. That's affirmative.
By the way, Bob, station 6 is pretty obvious up on the hill. It's fairly high up. I don't know if we'll get to drive up there or not.
Okay, take it you can see the boulder, and that's how you can tell, right?
Okay,
take it you can see the boulder, and that's how you can tell, right?
Yep, and the crater. A shame not to, well, maybe that's the wrong one. I'll have to check the map. Shame not to go to station one. Sure is shame. Why don't you consider station one as a possibility? Okay, Bob, let me give you some numbers.
We're ready.
Sun shadow is zero.
We're ready.
I am road right 4 degrees. I am pitch zero. I can't be road right 4 degrees. That indicator can't be right. I question that. The roll indicator is right. I might be road left a couple of degrees. Bob, on roll indicator is indicating make it 3 degrees right. 3 degrees right.
Okay, and I copy. Okay, torque to 279 will be the heading. 279.
Okay, torque to 279 will be the heading. 279. Okay.
put the nav power breaker in, Bob, was 234.
Okay, I copy that, and we'll torque that to 279.
Okay, I copy that, and we'll torque that to 279.
Okay. I'm waiting for my minute and a half here.
Roger that.
Roger that.
Steno is a crater about 1 kilometer south and east of the lunar module. Station 1 was...
LMP is at 39%. 3.88. And no flags, no tone.
Okay, copy that, Jack. Okay, copy that, Jack.
And I'm at the SEP site. And I found a place I think we can lay out a pretty good grid.
Okay, Jack, and when you lay it down there, we want to
Jack,
put it down
on
the Gnomon side.
We found out a thermal constraint this evening just as the EVA started.
Okay. Away from the sun. Gnomon, you want the Gnomon side or corner?
The Gnomon side, away from the sun. That goes the side with the solar panel
by the
shade.
Away from the sun. That goes the side with the solar panel by it to be in the shade.
Okay. Now, Bob, everything's working fine so far. She's zeroed and I'm torqued. And I'm ready to press on. Reset it back off. Okay, Jack, here I come.
Okay.
You see me? Now I'm facing the other way. Well, okay, I just, by the way, you can see on that direction is the limb. Boy, that's tough driving into the sun. Go right to the limb and then a little bit to your left. To the left of the limb. Yeah, I gotta go to the limb and get my reading here. Okay.
That's affirmative.
Let me get that shadow up there in your eye.
That's affirmative, Dean.
Say again, Bob.
That's affirmative. We want the range and bearing of the limb. I'm glad you remembered.
Yes, sir. I'll give it to you. I even got... Ooh. Oh, don't get in there. Ooh. I even got the low gain working for you. I don't know if you're using it.
I think we're using the limb right now.
Boy, that limb is pretty. Woo! Bob, everything I've seen so far indicates that the so-called subfloor motors, if we have gotten that deep, are this gabbro. I'm out here at the SEP site, and the large blocks are still the plagioclase. Here I've seen, Jack, let me give him a range. I'll be on my way out. Go ahead. Okay, bearing 292, point 2 and point 2. I'm standing right in front of the mesa.
Okay, beautiful, Gino, thank you.
Okay, I'm coming, Jack. The draft hit nice white halos, although for the most part, the rock's too coarse to show them very well. Some of the larger ones have white halos. We may not be down to the subfloor, but hard to say. Hey, Bob, making 8 to 10 kilometers, and I'm barely moving.